Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I hope Santa's arrived with all your presents. Now here is a selection of songs and poems and some jokes from the children of Intrepidus Stage School. We're going to start off with the seniors. This class is on a Wednesday night in Rathgar. Students between the ages of 11 and 17. They are going to also be joined by some of our chipmunks from our Thursday class in Rathgar.
'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore.
'Twas the night before Christmas went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the roof arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up a sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the lustre of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
At the top of the porch, at the top of the wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away, all.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, all.
As dry leaves that before the wind flew, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the house top, the coursers they flew, with sled full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pulling of his little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed in all fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with acid and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler, just opening his pack.
His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump and a right jolly elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Laying his fingers aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
What did the sea say to Santa?
I don't know.
Nothing, he just waves.
What do you call a dog who works for Santa? Sandy Paws.
So now we're joined by our little rascals, and I'm going to introduce you to them all. First of all, we have
Leah.
And how old are you, Leah?
Four.
Wow.
It was my birthday.
When was your birthday? A few days ago?
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the next person we've got here. Who have we got here?
Eve.
And Eve, how old are you?
Four.
Four as well. And then who have we got here?
Ava.
And how old are you, Ava?
Four.
Okay.
All of us are four.
I've heard that you've got some jokes for me. So Leah is going to tell me the first joke. I heard it's about monkeys. Off you go, Leah.
What do monkeys sing at Christmas?
I don't know. What do monkeys sing at Christmas?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Very good. I heard you've a joke for me now as well. Yeah. What's your joke?
Who gives puppies Christmas presents?
I don't know. Who gives puppies Christmas presents?
Santa Paws.
Oh my goodness, that's a brilliant one. Now, I also heard from our little elf Bernard that you guys know a poem about reindeers.
We do.
Would you like to say it for everyone at home?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I'm going to count to three and then you start. Are you ready? One. Two, three.
I'm a little reindeer, ready to fly. I'll pull Santa's sleigh up in the sky. Christmas is here, we can't be late. All the children just cannot wait.
That was amazing. I also heard you've got some poem about my favourite thing in the whole wide world, snowmen. Do you have one about snowmen?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to count to three. One,
two, three.
I'm a little snowman, short and round. Made little snowflakes that fell to the ground. I have two eyes and a careful nose. Oh, I am a little snowman, I know. I'm a little snowman, short and round. Make little snowflakes that fell to the ground. With scarf to keep me warm and a hat on my head. Oh, I am happy, little snowman, I know.
Amazing. I am so super proud. I'm going to ask you one question and one question only. What do you hope Santa Claus brings you this year, Leah?
The thing I got for my birthday.
The thing you got for your birthday, but you have it already. What is it?
It's a chocolate bar.
A chocolate bar is all you want for Christmas. Well, I hope Santa brings you a chocolate bar. And would you like to say hello to anyone?
My mummy and daddy and brother and my cat.
And your cat. Very yeah. good. And tell me this now. What are you getting from Santa?
Barbies.
Oh, I love Barbies. I used to collect all the Barbies as well. And last, tell me, what would you love Santa to bring you?
A Barbie dream house.
Oh, very good. And would you like to say hello to anybody at home?
Mummy and daddy and brothers.
Well done. Say bye-bye and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
We have the Starlets. This class is catering for children between the ages of 7 to 11 on a Monday in Terenure.
A Christmas dream. It was Christmas Eve. Twin sisters, Holly and Nikki, were going shopping in Dundrum with their dad for Christmas pyjamas. He said goodbye to their pregnant mum.
Bye, Mum!
Who was going to make Christmas cake for them while they were out. And they left the house joyfully and walked to Dundrum with their dad.
When they arrived, they looked all around the shopping centre for the perfect pair of matching pyjamas. They looked in Dunn's,